California-based Center for Medical Progress has been releasing a series of videos that show leaders of Planned Parenthood discussing altering of abortion procedures to preserve vital body parts for sale to researchers. These videos have caused enormous shockwaves and renewed focus on the part of pro-life groups to stop abortion and stand up for life. Of course, Planned Parenthood says the videos have been altered. They say these conversations have been taken out of context to change the meaning of what was said. What is the truth? One truth is that Planned Parenthood is the largest provider of abortions. Another truth is that this information has caused many pro-life people to become involved for the first time or become re-energized in the pro-life battle. Lutheran Church Missouri Senate leaders sent out a news release calling Christians to action. They denounced Planned Parenthood's actions. This news release also said that we can no longer claim we didn't know Planned Parenthood doctors were killing babies in the womb or that we weren't aware human body parts were being sold. Today, my guests are Reverend Michael Solomink, Executive Director-elect of Lutherans for Life, and Reverend Randy Asbury, Pastor of Hope Lutheran Church in St. Louis. We'll talk about the Planned Parenthood controversy and what the pro-life community is doing in response. This is Kay Meyer, President of Family Shield Ministries, and your host for today's program. Welcome, Reverend Solomink and Reverend Asbury. Thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you very much for having us, and greetings to our audience.
Thank you, Kay. It's good to be back with you.
Thank you. Well, we want to talk about the videos that the Center for Medical Progress secretly recorded. What do they show, and how many have been released, Pastor Solomink?
Well, these are an important cultural issue and cultural event right now. The first of these videos was released in the early part of the summer, and as of September 15th, there's a 10th video released, so we have 10 currently that have been released, and the Center for Medical Progress has indicated that they have quite a bit of footage to continue releasing these for some time. What the videos show are a few things that most of the general public finds objectionable. There are questions being raised about the legality of some of the undertakings that Planned Parenthood seems to be referencing. The first of those, which would, if true, violate federal regulations, is that it is against the law to alter an abortion procedure for any reason other than the preservation of the mother's health. These videos seem to indicate some of Planned Parenthood's medical personnel who are suggesting that they have, or their technicians have, in fact, altered abortion procedures to enhance the quality of fetal tissue specimens that they're able to procure. The second federal regulation in question is that abortion providers are not permitted by federal law to gain any profit from the procurement of fetal tissue. And so the question is whether or not these fetal tissue specimens which are being procured are then being exchanged with biomedical research corporations for financial considerations above and beyond simply reimbursing the costs of procurement. In addition to that, I think a lot of people reacting to these videos have been surprised and disheartened by how callous and careless the Planned Parenthood personnel seem to be in talking about these procedures.
Mm-hmm. And Pastor Asbury, you're thoughts and comments about those videos?
Well, my thoughts are they go in different directions, to be honest with you, Kay. I just watched six of them over the weekend, and on the one hand, I was absolutely horrified at what I was hearing and seeing. You can see some pretty gruesome things in some of these videos. But also, I was thinking, well, we need to see this. Because as gruesome as the conversations may be or some of the pictures may be, we need to see this. And I say that as a pastor. I say that as somebody who wants to be sensitive to people's sensitivities. But at the same time, we need to know what's going on in the abortion mill called Planned Parenthood. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm against abortion. But when you know what's really going on inside and how little tiny babies are being, you know, ripped apart and then sold for profit, you know, that opens your eyes. And so I think that might be the best blessing of these videos is to, as you mentioned before, re-energize the pro-life movement, the Christian church, to say, yes, let's defend God's gift of life here. And let's not have anybody, especially any Christian, stand up and say, well, I didn't know what was going on. I mean, this is out here for the world to see now. Right. And I think we can take that and run with it and say, yeah, we've known this is going on, but now we have a picture of it. It hits you in the gut at a very visceral level. I mean, and I heard somebody else talk about this after the first one or two videos came out. They said, well, it's one thing to make an argument, like, you know, pull out Bible verses, make a rational argument against abortion, and that can do some good for some people. But maybe the real ticket is to get a visceral kind of reaction, emotional reaction, to say, this is what's really happening. These videos do just that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing. I also watched the videos, hadn't really up until this time in preparation for this, knew what I was reading about. But it is important that Christians and even those that are not for life watch at least a few of these videos to see what's happening.
Right.
Pastor Salameng, what else do you have to share?
I think that what's most relevant for pastors, leaders of the church, and Christian people about not only these videos, but the entire phenomenon of abortion is that there is a very great human toll. That story is not explicitly told by these videos, but it is lurking in the background. When you hear technicians talking so callously with such sterility and such detachment, it requires, I think, that those folks have been desensitized to the true nature and a depth of what it is that they do. And we've seen at Lutherans for Life, we've had a lot of contact from folks who have been involved with abortion decisions in the past, whether they themselves or family members or whether they have been involved in providing abortions, that this is sort of reopening wounds and touching upon the hurt and the pain that they have very deeply. One of the videos almost seemed to suggest that there were cases in which infants were born alive and then harvested for tissue. What we're seeing then is a complete devaluation of the sanctity of human life and the specialness of human life, which certainly has a bearing on us as Christians, but also has a bearing on our culture. A free culture like the United States of America does not prosper unless we defend the lives of all people in our culture, whether or not we feel those lives are worth defending. But for the church, I think our responsibility and our privilege really in this time is to continue to proclaim the message that there is a better way, that whatever the circumstances might be that lead a person to get involved in abortion, Jesus Christ, in his coming in the flesh, in his embodying God's grace by death on the cross and resurrection from the dead and the free gift of faith, there is unconditional acceptance, forgiveness, and mercy, not just in an abstract sense, but a whole community of believers, the body of Christ, who are ready, willing, and able to wrap our arms around those people who are experiencing difficulty. And so in light of these videos, we recommit ourselves to that privilege of proclaiming and living that message that there is a better way than this.
And Kay, if I may, I would add the word healing to what Pastor Salem just said.
And there is healing.
Because there's healing in the gospel of Jesus. I mean, we have a lot of seared consciences here. We have a mother who wants to have her baby aborted. We have the workers, the abortion doctor, the nurses who attend. We have the Planned Parenthood folks who are, you know, well, allegedly, I should say, allegedly selling body parts of little babies that you can actually see in these videos. A lot of, you know, spiritually dead people, but the gospel of Jesus brings them back to life. Mm. The gospel of Jesus heals those seared consciences. I mean, think of your conscience as something that, you know, is getting wounded by a thousand little nicks and cuts sort of thing. Well, you know, they're probably in the order of a million nicks and cuts with the seared consciences like this. But the gospel of Jesus can help that.
Absolutely.
Even for the doctors who perform the abortions, for the mothers, for, you know, others who are in the harvesting and selling of this fetal tissue, or I'm just going to say baby body parts.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I want to we've talked about the videos. One of the things that Planned Parenthood is saying is that the videos have been altered. Now, I did a little research on that. I believe all of you know a little bit about that, too. Talk about what the truth is related to the videos as you see it and as you have read information. What was altered?
It's my job as the head of a pro-life ministry to be educated about these things, and I follow the story very closely. The truth of the matter is that Planned Parenthood hired a supposedly independent firm to evaluate the videos that were released to try to detect any editing that might have led to a mischaracterization of the message. Now, there's a couple important things to note here. First of all, the Center for Medical Progress, in addition to releasing the short edited versions of videos, also, whenever they release a video, releases full raw footage of the interactions that are pertinent to that video. Secondly, Kay, as you and anybody who's involved in media knows, everything is edited.
Yes.
Yes.
The question is it edited responsibly and in keeping with the intent of the message, or is it edited deceptively? Now, the firm that Planned Parenthood hired did detect in, I believe, at least one of the raw footage video releases that there was some missing space. The Center for Medical Progress responded to that by indicating that, yes, in fact, there was some missing space, but that constituted bathroom breaks or getting a drink or interruptions to the conversation. And then in response to that, the Center for Medical Progress then released that missing footage as well. I think the important point is to note that the firm that Planned Parenthood hired in their summary report of evaluating these videos indicated that as far as they could tell, the editing that had taken place did not negatively affect the content that was released. Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is in evaluating the flow of conversation, the way that one word followed another, changes in tone, the firm that Planned Parenthood hired confirmed that the Center for Medical Progress, as near as they could tell, had in fact preserved the message in its entirety. Even if it were the case that it were possible to detect deceptive editing or taking conversations out of context, it still then remains for Planned Parenthood officials to explain what context, in fact, it was that these extremely sensational and discouraging remarks were made. So, in my opinion, it doesn't affect the force of the truth of what's being stated on those videos. For what it's worth, the company was hired by Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. They are beholden to produce a product that is pleasing to their employers, as we all are. But also important to note that their final conclusion was, while it seems there are a few spots where editing has taken place, that none of those edits seemed to have interrupted the flow of conversation in a way that would indicate they were taking things out of context.
Wonderful. Very good. I want to make a few announcements, and then we'll continue to talk about the pro-life work that's being done. Family Shield airs its weekly radio program on 52 stations in 27 states. We also have an archive page where you can hear our programs 24/7. Learn more at www.familyshieldministries.com. We give away a complimentary booklet each week. This week we're giving away Talking with God. To receive a copy at no charge, call the Family Shield Response Center at 1-877-250-8416 or email us at witness2family@gmail.com. That's witness2family@gmail.com. Send your comments, suggestions for topics, or a gift to Family Shield Ministries, P.O. Box 230015, St. Louis, Missouri 63123. If you're a Thrivent financial member, you can designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to support Family Shield Ministries. Go to the Thrivent website at www.thrivent.com/thriventchoice or call them directly and ask them to help you at 1-800-847-4836. Now I want to go back to my guest, Reverend Michael Salamink, who is the Executive Director-elect of Lutherans for Life, and Reverend Randy Asbury of Hope Lutheran Church here in St. Louis. And I want to go back to Reverend Asbury. Prior to the break, we were talking just a little bit about the videos and what Planned Parenthood has said. Do you have any comments related to that?
Oh, you mean on the editing?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that seems to be a very frequent cry, you know, try to put the blame back on the people who did the videos. Mm-hmm. But as Pastor Salamink said so well, it was Planned Parenthood's own employee, let's put it that way, group that said, well, we can't tell that there's any, you know, editing misbehavior going on here. Mm-hmm. They did notice parts taken out. But I think it's very good to remember that everything gets edited. Even this program
gets edited,
right?
Yes, you heard that right at the beginning.
Yeah,
and
we put music
right.
with it and that sort of thing. Yeah. But everything we see on TV gets edited.
Right.
And the real question is it edited responsibly right. to keep the content and the context in line?
Absolutely.
Happens all the time. We shouldn't be surprised by it. That's kind of a, in my mind, a punting move. You know, it's fourth down and long for Planned Parenthood, and they're punting
yeah.
with something like that.
They're trying to divert people from what is the truth.
Right. But like one article I read just yesterday said, keep the focus on Planned Parenthood, and mm-hmm. especially on the legal problems and the financial problems in this whole thing. Like I said before, we've known they're doing these abortions. Now we just have pictures to go with it, and we say, oh, that's awful. That's horrible. Well, maybe we just need to focus on, you know, those legal ramifications and defunding and all of that.
Yeah. Well, now, a few weeks ago, about 700 to 1,000 people came out in the St. Louis area to protest. And that's a large group for the St. Louis metro area, and it was actually done throughout the country. Tell us a little bit about why so many people did come out. And I mentioned in the beginning that the Lutheran Church Missouri Senate, President Harrison, sent a news release, but I think he had every one of his staff sign it saying, Christians, I'm calling you to action, and we need more of that. But either of you, tell us a little bit. You were both there.
Yes.
I saw pictures of the two of you. That's why I said, come together to talk about that. What was happening there, and why were so many people there in a loving, I'm sure, a loving Christ-centered way, protesting but also sharing God's love?
Well, this was several pro-life groups in response to the Center for Medical Progress's videos and questions about the ethics of Planned Parenthood put together this rally. It's amazing the good that can come from social media and present-day technologies, in that we were able to bring together in hundreds of communities across the United States people who, despite their differences in background, age, sex, religion, class, income status, came together in support of the basic fundamental human right to life. There were a couple of impressive things about being involved with that. First of all, the movement has a very specific goal, and that is that with the Congress of the United States considering budget proposals for the upcoming fiscal year in the next couple of months, there is a movement and a push to withhold funding from Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood receives about $500 million in federal money to provide services. Now, congressional regulations prohibit them from using those funds directly for abortion. But in the financial industry, we say that that kind of funding is fungible, which simply means that while Planned Parenthood uses the $500 million from the United States taxpayers to pay for utilities or other services besides abortion, that then frees up other money that Planned Parenthood would have spent on those services to be used for abortion. And those of us who are ethically and morally opposed to abortion still find a problem with that. That is the stated goal of these protests that have been taking place across the United States. A second really impressive point was to see that while it is called a protest, what took place outside the Planned Parenthood in St. Louis, where I was present with Pastor Asbury and about 750 others, was extremely peaceful. It was positive. It was loving.
Mm-hmm. And prayerful.
Oh,
we were praying. Yeah. And I think prayerful. That's important, too.
Not just Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Lutherans, all stripes of Christians. Mm-hmm. And there are even secular pro-life groups who are in favor of this, quite apart from religious reasons.
Right.
So we saw peaceful, compassionate protesting. And I think that that has been made possible because in the early days of protesting abortion on demand, soon after Roe v. Wade, there were those who were bold enough to protest in the classical sense of being confrontational and loud. And that's not as necessary, I think, today because those folks have paved the way and made it possible for this new generation of quote-unquote protesters to really witness to the caring spirit of Christianity and the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's also interesting to note that while there were upwards of 750 protesters against the services of abortion that are being provided by Planned Parenthood, I did not witness even one counter-demonstrator, any people there who were in favor of abortion on demand. The third thing that I thought was really impressive about this particular event was the age demographic of the people who were involved. So while we have the veterans of the For Life movement who have been staunch supporters since day one, what we're seeing is that more and more of the millennial generation, so these are college students and young families who are involved in this movement. Market research regularly shows that the millennial generation is more pro-life than their parents, and this is the first generation in history where that's been the case. So you really have some infusion of youth into this movement with their idealism and their passion and their energy, and that is really encouraging to see. I think it gives hope to the folks who have been veterans of this movement since the beginning, and also shows that the world is not necessarily always getting worse, that in this case, these children have learned the lesson that their parents and ancestors have taught them, and I found that to be extremely encouraging.
That's fantastic.
And a couple more things there. On that particular Saturday in August in St. Louis, it was gray, it was dark, it was gloomy, it was kind of wet. And then right as the rally or protest began, it just dumped rain. And so here are these 750-plus people getting drenched, hunkering under umbrellas, you know, with their signs and banners and things like that. But that did not deter them.
They stayed.
They stayed put and continued the protesting, the rallying, and you know, as in our case, as Lutherans and in other groups, we could hear praying going on. returning to God's word. A second thing about that is I remember reading a story right after that rally that one baby had been saved.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, I did hear that.
Mama had driven up to Planned Parenthood, and I don't know who it was that talked to this mama, but she ended up changing her mind about having an abortion. So one life was saved, even with this, you know, big crowd, with this rainy day, with all of the praying and protesting and peaceful and all mm-hmm. of that going on. So we can thank God for that.
We have 2 minutes left. Any other comments that either of you want to make related to this?
I do. I want to make our audience aware of a service which is provided by Lutherans for Life called Word of Hope. Mm. Word of Hope is a hotline, a counseling hotline hosted by Lutherans for Life and staffed by a wonderful lady whose name is Grace Kern. She's been doing this with Lutherans for Life for years. You can reach Word of Hope at word-of-hope.org. And their toll-free telephone hotline number is 1-888-217-8679. I'll repeat that, 1-888-217-8679. And the purpose of that hotline is to provide confidential and compassionate care to those who have questions about abortion, who have worries about an unplanned or a problem pregnancy. Those who just simply need support walking their way through pregnancy, those who are considering abortion, and those who have made that decision to terminate the life of their unborn child will receive gospel-centered, compassionate care from Grace, and her daughter also helps out with that. And Grace does a good job of then connecting each caller from wherever they are in the United States to a local congregation to provide that kind of care.
All right, very good. And I want to let our listeners know Lutherans for Life is on our recommended links. You can link to that Word of Hope through that. This is Kay Meyer with Family Shield. Again, learn more about Family Shield's program at www.familyshieldministries.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Family Shield, a production of Family Shield Ministries. Its mission is to educate and equip people through the power of the gospel to know Christ, grow in His Word, and to strengthen individuals and their families. To learn how you can obtain resources or support the ministry, go to www.familyshieldministries.com or write Family Shield Ministries, P.O. Box 230015, St. Louis, Missouri 63123. And tune in again next week for Family Shield.